I actually said, I'm gonna call it Let It Beep. Of course, you can't do anything like that, but I thought, yeah, so sue me. And then I thought, that's actually the right name. I'll just have to spell it funny. So I spelt it S-O-S-U-M-I, and then I said, it's a Japanese word, it doesn't mean anything musical. And that's how that Sosumi beep came around. It was really me making fun of lawyers.
The original startup tone annoyed Jim immensely.
At that time, the truth was the computer crashed a lot. And every time you would hear that sound, it was pretty much because you were just rebooting after a crash. And I was trying to think, so how can I give them some kind of Zen palate cleanser to help make them forget that they just lost a bunch of work?
Jim did not have permission to change the sound, but he did it anyway.
They thought you couldn't change the sound, but I happened to know the people that owned the ROMs. And I built the sound and I gave it to them and I said, put this in there. And I did it really late in the project so that it wouldn't go through many review cycles, and I snuck it in late, and that's how it got there.
Many engineers at Apple objected to the change.
Our excuse was, well, it's too risky to take it back out at this point. Something could crash, you know, whatever. We just made up some bull. Oddly enough, there's a little bit of an influence from the big final chord in Beatles' Day in the Life.
Years later, it became a signature sound for Apple. They even trademarked it.
So when you do a screenshot, it plays my camera. It was my Canon AE-1 that I had since I was in high school. And then now it's been moved over and it's on the iPhone. So anytime you take a photo, it's my camera, which also kind of freaks me out because even to this day, when I hear people take photos with their iPhone, I look to see like who stole my camera. Unfortunately, my timing was pretty bad, and I happened to leave like a year before the dot-com crash.
So you don't have any sort of royalties on these sounds. Like, why aren't you a billionaire right now?
Yeah, well, you want to see a man cry?
It's like a gentle rub on the back. Everything's going to be okay. It'll be online soon. I think it's played on middle C, which is kind of chord that everyone's most used to hearing.
Although I think it's been pitched down over the years. I believe it was stereo and then they brought it into mono. Now this is telling me that I've done something wrong.
The decay is really, really final.
It's in a lower frequency. It's very short.
It is literally like a waltz.
More of a general notification sound.
Very, very similar. Same applies. It's quite a sudden decay to kind of show you that you can't go any further. It's triumph, but of mice.
Work is over. Yay.
This is the sound of two modems actually having a conversation. That sound is not exactly the same every time.
It's the interval 158.
It was never actually intended to be on the iPhone. It was developed for what was going to be an application called Sound Jam, probably one of the most heard sounds in the last few years. This one became the default because I think Bell Labs were doing a bunch of research on what ringtones would get people's attention and distract them from what they were doing and get them to pick up their telephone. The range of the human voice is the range that you hear. And they also found that sounds that went from their quietest moment to the loudest moment within 3 to 5 seconds were easiest to grab a user's attention. So in 2009, this was heard 1.8 billion times a day, which is 20,000 times a second.
That melody comes from an old Spanish composer,
Francisco Tárrega, who only ever played in front of very small groups of people and normally his friends. So it's ironic that it's become one of the most listened to pieces of music in history. The winner of a Make Our Ringtone competition.
If you look at the logo, a dot, a T, and then three dots. If you look at it backwards, it actually kind of sounds like what that looks like. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
So what I really like about this is the way they've tied it in as a duet.
The sound going up for sending and going down for receive.
Like semiotically ties in with what's actually happening.
Kind of a playful back and forth.
More.
There have been 7 MGM lions.
And I believe there was no sound originally, and then they re-recorded a lion roaring. That dates back, way back to radio. They're still consistently using it across television today.
They had this issue where the announcers were rubbish at playing it, or one play it louder than the other, so they actually ended up building machines to play these 3 notes. They actually became so important that they all had backup machines in case the main machine broke.
Those sounds are human sounds. They're voices. They're blowing into ketchup bottles.
It's speech bubbles underwater. Obviously, Skype's about conversation. It's about people getting in touch with one another and speaking. And the way they visualize that is through the speech bubble. Obviously, in the air, you blow a bubble, it doesn't make any sound. But underwater, bubbles have a very distinct sound. This sound kind of descends. It feels like it's in a bubble that's kind of popping and being sucked down.